Welcome to an all-new episode of The McFuture. Today is a very special Election Day episode. Now, half of all Americans think that the election of Donald Trump will bring the end of days, starting with the loss of Lena Dunham and many other basic cable stars. They're all moving to Canada. Now, the other half of Americans think that Hillary's going to bring World War III, attacking Russia or formatting Pentagon hard drives. Whatever it is, she's going to destroy us. I guess in a way, both are right. Every economic boom is going to be followed by a bust. Even though the Trump people or even the Bernie people didn't feel it, the last 7 years were pimping. We have unemployment plummeting from like almost 10% to under 5%. Stocks have reached record highs, and Apple has released revolutionary collections of dongles. And guess what? We're due. No matter who the next president is, they're going to preside over a recession or something much worse. Our debt has exploded. Debt is to countries what Rob Schneider is to Oscar nominations. Instead of raising taxes and getting our shit together, the US, Europe, China, Japan, we all chose to print wacky amounts of money. And what that did was it transferred wealth from individual savers to banks and billionaires and millionaires. 62% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. They couldn't scrape together 500 bucks in an emergency. They can barely afford 1 gig of porn a month. Our distorted economy is driving inequality, middle class decline, wars, cronyism, and massive bubbles in startups, stocks, housing, education, and bonds. This is seriously going to affect our Rotten Tomato scores. And you know how I know this is for real? Billionaires are hoarding loads and loads of cash. They're waiting for the markets to tumble to buy up all sorts of bargains. They know something we don't. That's why I've prepared this handy list to help you survive anything from recession to apocalypse. So grab a pen, a pack of smokes, and an AR-15. Let's get through this one together. Now, in case there's a market correction, owning some gold funds is a great idea. It's like owning a flashlight. 99% of the time, it just sits in the drawer, doesn't do anything. But when stocks go down, people get scared, and for some reason, they still bid up this shiny metal that was money back when Nikes were all sandals. And holding 5%, but no more than 10% of your money in a gold ETF, it might offset some of the sadness and drinking associated with your stocks and bonds going down. It's a temporary relief, but so is heroin, and everyone does that, right? Right? Now, in case there's a recession, you need to have 2+ years of savings. No ifs, ands, or buts. The first casualty of recession is jobs. And until you have 2 years banked, you cannot do anything besides eat raw broccoli, store brand garbanzos, and watch pirated telenovelas. And those better not be real cornflakes in your cart. You can, however, celebrate each six-month milestone with one sushi Groupon and one envious glance at a mid-tier Tesla. Then back to your fucking chickpeas. Number 3, own a bar. Look, it's no secret when things suck, people drink. But you're not their priest or their mother-in-law. You're a cold, hard survivor. Eskimos eat seals and survivors mix screwdrivers. Do your job right and your customers will forget their problems and how they got those mysterious red bumps. Good night out. You are a recession-killing, loneliness-fighting, memory-erasing medicine man or woman. Number 4, go into healthcare or education. There are only 3 professions that did not lose jobs in the last recession: healthcare, education, and prostitution. And let's face it, you're too ugly for one of those. So crack open those books and make yourself recession proof. There are no Groupons for biopsies. You know, it's not a terrible idea. Look, I know that I didn't mention government work, but I kind of included that under prostitution. No, just kidding. That's cruel. I'd never insinuate that government workers could handle a competitive workload or any kind of load. Number 5, own a casino. Look, I know this sounds tough. When jobs are scared, everyone is desperate for easy money. Some are going to raid little Tiffany's piggy bank for a chance to put her through college, or more realistically, adoption. But even Child Protective Services can't dim the grim hopefulness of gambling. I know what you're thinking. Even the greatest businessman of all time, Donald J. Trump, couldn't accomplish this. So how could you possibly cash in? Well, the simplest way is to move to Nevada and work for a casino. Now, if you're entrepreneurial, start a private game or club or a mini casino behind a bodega. A secret phrase to get in is always a nice touch, but check your local laws first. Now, if you're tech savvy, there are loads of gambling startups like DraftKings and I don't know, there's a whole bunch of names. I can't remember. They're making a killing. Now, in case there's a global debt default, things start getting serious. That's where number 6 comes in. Own physical gold or silver. Sure, ETFs or exchange-traded funds are great if things stay civil, but if markets collapse, you'll want to own the shiny stuff, bags of it. I know this conjures a bygone era of riding a donkey through the dusty Wild West, but that's ridiculous. Everyone knows you'll need a horse. Now, if you're on a budget, a mule will do. You'll have the security of knowing that when you ride into a new town and spot a moose pelt or a virgin that you like, all you have to do is just shave off a few flakes of gold. Then off you ride, ready for winter and fatherhood. Number 7, live in a country with nukes. If you live in the US, France, China, UK, Pakistan, India, or Israel, you can fast forward to number 8. If you live in North Korea, well, how the fuck are you listening to this? It's not even possible. And a global debt default would actually be an upgrade to your situation. Look, I know this is politically incorrect to say, unlike the rest of this podcast, but the more weaponized your country, the less likely creditors are to come and collect. That buys your failing banana republic enough time to get its shit together. Okay. Now let's say we're inching towards depression. Number 8, be essential. Very few people or skills are indispensable. In fact, the more important you think you are under normal conditions, the more useless you are in a depression. If everything goes to shit, here's who's absolutely positively not able to be cannibalized. Yes, I mean eaten by friends and neighbors. Doctors, nurses, engineers, carpenters, plumbers, mechanics, construction workers, electricians, scientists. If you're a lawyer, a businessman, or a podcaster, go ahead and smear yourself with barbecue sauce right now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Number 9, own revenue-generating equipment or property. City slickers and fancy overpriced apartments, they laugh at the guy with a truck or, God forbid, a tractor. Guess who laughs last during the Depression? By day, he's earning gold flakes, hauling stuff around. By night, he's feasting on some worthless Manhattanite. Now, let's say we're nipping on the heels of revolution. Have a bunker, guns and supplies. I know this didn't work out for Hitler, but he's kind of A-list. The Allies aren't going to be looking for you. As long as you keep your pimped out shelter secret, you won't have neighbors buttering you up to be on your personal Schindler's List or menu. Okay, this got a little bit dark quickly, but take my word, this is great advice. Number 11, have a farm boat with access to water and guns. Look, do I have to spell this out for you? You can have land to farm as long as you can have access to water and a bunch of able-bodied children to defend your property. Things are going to work out. Now, if that doesn't work, run for the boat. Live off the sea until things calm down. Or Moby Dick eats your ship, whichever comes first. Number 12, escape to New Zealand. All rich people have this plan. New Zealand has the population of one subway car and nothing but land and goats as far as the eye can see. Of course, this plan is worthless if you have no way of getting there. So I suggest having a fueled up underground jet and a pilot's license. And remember, you don't need to know how to land. This is a one-way trip. The minute you hear, bah, bah, slam the eject button and parachute into paradise. If you're single, you'll eventually find the goats to be quite versatile. Okay, now let's say it's the apocalypse. Things really did not work out for us here. Number 13, go to Mars with Elon Musk. Sure, it looks like Elon is trying to save humanity by getting us to Mars. This is a total lie. The truth is, he found the one place poor people from the apocalypse can't get to him. Sure, some early pioneers will die, all of them, but eventually Elon and his Silicon Valley space buddies will own the equivalent of the last patch of beachfront property known to man. These tech titans will rebuild humanity in their own image. Pokemon. Of course, to get in on this, number one, make $1 billion. Number two, befriend Elon Musk. And number three, pack light. There's not a lot of room on that ship to Mars. Don't forget to subscribe, tell a friend, and you can also watch a video version of this at ideafactory.com. This is Steve Factor. See you next week on The McFuture.